Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Alright, and welcome to The Blitz today live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Hope everyone is doing well out there. It is a little bit of a beautiful Thursday morning after some tough rainstorms all last night. Man, those were rough, no doubt about it. But hey, luckily we got some sunshine coming out of it this beautiful morning. Joined by Brandon Orrick, Charlie Collier, and Chance Collins. My name is Rick Butler. Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, Rick.
Good to hear.
You sound different. You sound more in a funnel. We may have to go back to the other way.
Okay. We have to switch it back.
We may have to switch it back.
See you, Brandon.
Oh, no. You lost your buddy over here. You were so excited about having Chance on the FaceTime.
Yeah.
On the video part this time.
Yeah, I was.
It was like, this was like a reunion with Brandon's high school friend that he hadn't seen in 6 years. And he was like, oh, I get to finally say, oh, there he is. There he is. And it was so nice to see. It was so just heartwarming to see this morning.
I saw him for a couple minutes there during the intro.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. Chuck, how you doing today?
Doing swell, Rick.
Doing swell.
Yeah, I do miss Chance though.
Yeah, we all do. Hey, anything new going on in your life, Chuck?
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, not even a little bit, huh? Well, Chance, you doing well this morning? Seems as though we're still trying to straighten out, iron out those technical difficulties, if you will.
How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing all right. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little tired this morning. I'm a little less of my peppy self. Again, still trying to get over these allergies. I didn't sleep well last night. So
You didn't sleep well?
No, didn't sleep well.
Tossing and turning. Storm wake you up?
Well, I guess in a way, the storm did wake me up. A little bit of allergies, a little bit of the storm. But if you really want to know, okay, here was my dilemma last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it pretty much was the storm.
Okay.
Because I had a lot of trouble going to sleep last night, right? I've been feeling a little bit under the average line the past couple days, just with allergies and all that going on. So it took me a little bit longer to fall asleep last night. Then, all of a sudden, I do get a little bit of sleep, but around 3 or 4 in the morning, my phone, my tablet, my Apple Watch, like everything just starts buzzing out of nowhere. And not like just the vibration, but like the ringers on
Amber
all
alert.
Three. So from all corners, basically, of my room at 4 o'clock in the morning, I have all these alarms going off.
Amber Alert?
No, not an Amber Alert. Let me back it up a little bit because I forgot to tell you something important, Brandon. Actually, okay. I did tell you this yesterday. I was very excited about it. The rest of the people don't know. I got a new app.
Oh. Oh, that app. The weather app.
Yeah,
that you were telling me about yesterday that you were so excited about.
I got a new weather app on all my devices. I feel very good about it. It's the greatest weather app you've ever seen in your entire life. It'll make your day up to 300% more productive. Guaranteed.
That seems like a stretch.
Guaranteed. So anyway, so there's a new thing about this weather app, Brandon, and it tells you like 5 to 10 minute increments of when rain is going to hit your current location. Right, so basically, if it was going to rain in half an hour, I would get a notification like 15 minutes that said, hey, expect, you know, light to moderate rain in 15 minutes.
Is that the only thing special about it, or?
First off, your weather app can't do that.
My Weather Channel app does do that.
No way. No, it doesn't give you hyper-local weather in real time. Uh-uh.
All right, so it tells you up to the, you said?
Up to the minute. Like, it'll tell you when to expect it, And then, like in my case, it's at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to all these alarms going off in different places in my room, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, our apartment's on fire. There's a flood. Like, what could possibly be going on that's getting all this attention right now? I groggily move to the other side of my bed. I grab my phone. I look at my phone. And my brand new weather app had given me a notification. This is what it said. Update, it's raining. Like 4 different notifications on all of these different devices woke me up, got me in a bad mood. But then I looked outside the window, and it was a dirty storm that was going on last night.
So your phone woke you, this app woke you up to tell you that it was raining?
It did. I got to figure out how to turn the ringer off on it.
You said this is a special app.
Oh, this is a special app, Brandon. This is the number one weather app in the weather category. It just doesn't come in any free price, though, right? Your weather app, the one that you're standing by, it's free. The iPhone app that you use, Brandon, it's free. It stinks. Not mine. I had to give a couple bucks.
First of all, to the old
apple tree
first
to get this app, but hey, it was worth it.
First off, you're crazy for paying money for a weather app.
No, that's
not true.
How much
did you pay
for weather apps?
I paid $4.
That's absurd.
No, it's not.
$4?
So you're saying all the meteorologists on Twitter,
paid $4
all
for
the apps
app.
In the
so
weather store,
th-
every free access you have to weather, the window that you can look out of, none of that. You know, it's
hold
whatever.
On.
I'm going to pay $4 for a weather app.
Was it $3.99 or was it $4.99?
It was $3.99.
You're just saying that it was $4.
Nope.
It was $4.99.
Does this mean you're finally going to get the weather right at the start of the show?
Absolutely. That is the absolute truth.
Hey,
Brandon, this is a fantastic weather app. All right,
but
it gives you everything you need to know.
You paid $4 for this. It woke you up in the middle of the night. You don't really need it, and you don't even know what apps I use. You don't know what apps I use for my weather.
You're definitely a stock app guy.
No, I have my own radar.
You get the stock apps.
I've got a radar on my phone.
You probably go with the iPhone weather, the iPhone notes, the Safari, all that. It's okay, you're a stock guy. Me, I'm a big tech guy. You know this. So I want the best.
Hey, Rick.
This weather app right here, it's the best.
I don't know.
And you get woke up at 4 in the morning,
too. Well, we're going to fix that.
I don't know if you can see this far to my phone across the room.
Looks like a map.
This is a notification from my app that says a brief rain shower will begin at 7:08 a.m. But it's not up to the minute, though, right?
No, because the rain started at like 2:30 a.m.
Well, no. This is like at all. This is just from this morning. I mean, there are ones that are further back from this morning as well.
Nope, I don't buy it. My weather app is the best, even though, yes, it woke me up last night, and yes, it put me at a little bit of a delay for the show today. Nonetheless, I got my great app. It's 62 degrees outside. It feels like 62, so that's good. What else do you
want? Stock weather app does that.
I don't care about your stock weather app. I like my weather app because it's the best. It gives me hyper-local time, Brandon.
How much did you pay for yours, Chuck?
Nothing.
Hmm.
I also
Chuck's the winner.
I have a window I can look out of. I have, you know, you can open it and stick your hand out, feel how warm it is, all kinds of things.
Brandon, here's my thing with paying $4 for an app. We do it because we can. And if we can, we do. That is a quote of one Tommy Shelby, and it applies in this situation.
I don't think it does.
If we can, we do.
But why would you want to?
Because we can. So if we can, we do.
You could jump off a bridge. Well, why don't you go do that?
I don't want to. Seems like a terrible idea.
This is a terrible, terrible argument.
So anyways, I'm a little tired this morning.
$4 app.
Don't be coming at me because I got a $4 app that I'm very proud of, okay? Very proud of it. Do you have the number one app in the store? No. Didn't think so. Don't even have to answer the question.
But I do have that extra $4.
And you know what that is?
What?
That could be lunch for Charles.
This is true.
And all you have to show for it is an app. But
I can tell you how hot it is. It's hyper-localized.
I got a lifetime warranty on this bad boy. I'm going to have the number one app for a while. Get it? Got it? Good. Now that that's out of the way, we got some sports to talk about today. Well, We got some sports to try to talk about today. We're going to do our best, just like we always do. Also got a couple of other little fun things we're going to throw throughout the show today. A couple of games. We got another one of those pick three ones that I really enjoy this time. Chuck and I were really riffing on it today. Chance, I will be really interested to see which ones you go with in this a little bit later coming up. But other than that, here is a little bit of a rundown about what you can expect today. We will go over a little Tennessee football recruiting. I know that things are a little bit of a dead period right now, but we'll at least give you a couple of names that you should still keep on the radar. We'll talk about the college football playoffs and why 88% of FBS athletic directors want an expansion to the playoffs. And then we'll talk a little bit about the NFL draft and see what else we can get into. So, with that being said, it looks like we got Phil on the phone right now. So, let's do this. Let's go right over those phone lines right now. We still got plenty of time here at the beginning of the show. 865-546-8200. We'll get a call from Phil. Hey, good morning, Phil. How you doing?
Good morning, Fabulous.
How are you doing this this wonderful Thursday morning?
Well, I'm glad to know that you're trying to become a meteorologist.
Just doing my part, you know? Just trying to make the world a better place.
You have to waste $4 extra. I mean, that adds up over time.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I don't consider this a waste. Like other people, they might consider it a waste. I might consider a waste what you buy.
But you're getting a similar product as what we're getting for free. Yeah. It's very similar.
I disagree.
I feel like what you're actually gaining is very little.
No,
I think it's worth $4.
I disagree. I did heavy research.
It's opportunity cost.
Yeah, who wants to get woke up in the middle of the night every night? That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, not me. Let me tell you, it was horrible. And I really did. I was freaking out. Like, I thought surely there is some kind of disaster happening at our apartment complex.
Yeah.
So,
well,
gotta fix
it. Y'all waste that money on a football recruiting or something, you know?
Yeah, put it toward a recruiting
about football recruiting.
I'm going to be honest. I could probably have gone and bought a ticket with those $4 to about 70% of the Tennessee basketball home games this year. Most of those were under $4 for the top seat.
I don't think so.
No, they were. We checked them pretty much before every single game. You can get most games. The lowest ticket in the whole Thompson Bowling Arena was around $2 to $4 each time.
Yeah, and they were selling Florida tickets for $77. So I guess you didn't buy one of them, did you?
No, most definitely not.
Well, what's going on in sports today? Is Chance still on hold or?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Chance.
All right. I'm here, Phil.
It's like you're in a submarine, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to fix something during the break.
When does Bear become such a good basketball coach? I mean, he's been, you know, going against Coach K today. I mean, it's getting laughable.
Phil, can we really call him a great basketball coach if he doesn't have any wins under his belt? I mean, come on. What are we doing here? We still haven't won yet?
I think I'm going to have a conversation with the athletic director.
I think I'm going to have a conversation with a lot of people about this team. Phil, you know, all four members of 3 and Out are 4 out of the starting 5, and we're 0-2. You feel like that warrants maybe a little bit of a starting lineup shakeup? Hey, I don't know.
Me and Chance have been killing it off the bench, you know. Maybe we need
this
to be injected in.
I heard
Chance is a real good player. I bet Chuck probably could take the ball and go the hole with it.
Absolutely, Phil. You're spot on in that evaluation.
And pull up and hit a three.
Yes. Thank you.
And Brandon would be good for 5 fouls.
That's about right.
Hey, quit boosting up Chuck too much. We still got to deal with him for the next hour and 40 minutes.
He's got a big enough head as it is, Phil.
Well, who's these recruits you're talking about, Fabulous?
So the first one that I saw just kind of floating around yesterday was the defensive back, Tony Grimes. Five-star cornerback, actually the nation's number one cornerback. We're kind of at the time period right now where everyone's listing their top 5, top 8, top 10, top 30s for some recruits.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's not too much news information, but at the very least, it's still good to see Tennessee in a lot of these early races. So, for instance, for Tony Grimes, the number one cornerback in the nation, Tennessee has made the top 8. With Ohio State, Penn State, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas A&M, Virginia, and Clemson.
Well, I was surfing around last night on the internet, and I saw where there's some defensive end in Alabama who's is sort of leaning towards Tennessee right now. Do you know who that is?
No, not off the top of my head, but I do believe that I have that written down somewhere for a recruiting segment later coming up today. So we should have
that
information.
You'll get that on there, then. That'd be good.
Yeah, we'll kind of give you – well, I guess what the goal of this was is just kind of to give a list of some of these players that you can keep interested in, or at least kind of keep the name fresh in your head, because I do think that these are going to be Tennessee guys that, you know, we're talking about in a couple months about – Guys that are going to make or break Tennessee's recruiting class.
Do you think this recruiting calendar is going to be changed if they change the football season to a different time or something? Or
I think they'll have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if
the football season gets pushed back, and you're playing games in the spring semester in January and February, around signing day, and you've got kids that are still probably taking their visits, I think you'd have to push signing day back.
Fabulous, what's this about Dez Bryant working out with Zach Prescott and the NFL's not too happy about it?
So they're friends. Dez still kind of lives in, I believe, somewhere in the Texas area. But, I mean, he goes and just does a lot of workouts with him and Ezekiel Elliott because they're all friends. But there's no way that the Cowboys have any intention to bring him back. And I wonder if the NFL's unhappy about it just because they feel like their players should be social distancing. Yeah, and just being like, hey, you know, it's great you want to go hang out with, you know, the other guys on the team and a quarterback wants to go throw to the wide receivers. But I can see this from the NFL's point of view, like, hey, we're trying to get this season back as soon as possible. Maybe we can't be hanging out with guys who aren't associated with the league anymore, who are out doing their own business, who are not regulated where they have to go and who they can come in contact with for the offseason.
Hmm. Well, I wish we could start see some baseball or something. It's ridiculous, but nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, it really is getting slow and painful. Like, at the beginning, I remember kind of that first just initial shock of there's no sports, right? The first weekend without sports, the first full week without sports, and it was very kind of like shocking, you know, jarring situation, and now it's just like a slow and painful burn. You know, now it's just like, oh, what is this week four without sports? All right, here we go. Just the walk through hell. We'll keep it going.
Yeah, it's kind of like the interviews they have with Biden. You know, see.
I'm not gonna touch that one. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get in. Give us your thoughts on anything that we've got into so far. Rick's $4 app. Stupid.
I stand by it, man. I really do. You got the number one weather up in the world? I didn't think so. Back on the Blitz, 10:26 a.m. Quick shout out right off the bat to at @VolRVols on Twitter. Making great points this morning. Tweets me in. Said, at Rick Butler, I'm assuming you're talking about Dark Sky, which is 100% worth the $3.99. Tell everyone else to shove it.
Who says that?
Get out of here.
Who says that?
Take a hike.
Who said it?
Clean up.
Who said it?
This is Voltaire. Not really sure. Voltaire?
I think you made that up.
Absolutely not. I think you just can't. You can't deal with it. Can't deal with it that I made a smart decision here. Now you guys didn't. You don't want to be a part of the greatness train.
It'd be like me buying a burger, and then you buying a very similar burger. It's a little better. But it's not $4 better. Like, it's like I'm paying $5 for a burger.
Beauty
you're
is
paying,
in the eye of the beholder,
you're paying
Brandon.
$9 for a burger that's slightly better.
We don't have to have the same judgment scales on our burgers. I could pay $4 more for my burger and think it was an elite burger while yours was trailer trash.
I mean, that's... I don't know.
Just saying. I agree with Vol or Vols. 100% worth it. Anyways.
I thought you just said it was Voltaire.
Well, that's the name. There's an @ name.
Okay,
though.
Okay. Let's get Scott.
All right, let's go back to these phone lines over here, 865-546-8200. Get a call from Scott. Hey, welcome back on the show. Scott, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, fellas. How are y'all?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Well, $3.99 for a weather app, really?
You're damn right.
Not a good investment, especially during these times.
I would say during these times, you don't want to be taking any chances. You don't want to be taken back by surprise.
I got something for you, boys. Y'all watch the White House Task Force ever?
The
briefing the president does?
Yes.
So last night, a reporter asked him if he had heard that Joe Exotic is wanting a pardon. CNN reporter asked the president that during the briefing. It was hilarious.
We had watched that clip earlier as well. It was like a great minute-long clip of this guy. Yeah, exactly what you're saying, explaining the Tiger King to President Trump and basically asking if he had any plans to pardon him.
I thought the best part was, they said his son was the one that brought it up. That's the whole reason they were talking about it. And President Trump guessed which son it was.
He was Don. That sounds like a Don thing. He was. They were definitely having some fun with it. It was wild to me in the midst of everything that's going on. It actually was good to see a little humor, a little Tiger King humor in the White House. Hey, I was okay with it.
And you've not even seen the Tiger King.
And I've not even seen the show. That's great.
All right, boys, that's all I got for you. Y'all have a good show.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Hey, bringing in a little bit of a dose of entertainment to the show today. It was funny. Rarely would you imagine that the White House is talking about Tiger King in the midst of a global pandemic, but I hear they were. That's what they were doing. Brandon, so I got a couple of different sports stories to start out with today. Do you want to start with the NFL segment or the college football segment?
Well, what are the topics on each? What's the NFL segment exactly? I know the college football.
So, you know what? We're just going to start with the college football one.
Okay.
We're just going to start with that one.
All right.
So, Brandon, you and I were kind of talking a little bit about this yesterday, but there was a new report that came out that said that 88% of all FBS athletic directors would be in favor of adding teams to the college football playoff deal when it expires in 2026. So I'm reading this as the four-team format is going until 2026?
Yes.
When was the first one?
2016? No.
14?
2014, I think, maybe. 2013 or 2014. First playoff.
2015.
I think it was 2014 or 2015. Anyway.
So, okay, so a little over a 10-year deal. I guess that makes sense. 88% of all FBS athletic directors are in favor of adding teams to the playoffs. I'll tell you right now, like my own personal opinion, I've always not been in favor of adding teams to the playoffs. But to me, 88%, that means one thing and one thing only. Of course. Like these athletic directors want to have more opportunity for their team to basically get in the final championship, you know, event.
Well, 88% of all FBS teams, which is 130.
Yeah.
Is about 114.
Okay.
So there are about 15 to 16 head coaches that are against expanding the playoffs. Who when asked this question said no.
Hmm. Do you think that these are more likely the powerhouse teams?
That's what I was trying to think.
Who are likely always in the top four, top five, and they don't want to expand?
That's what I was thinking, like Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Is it those teams?
Well,
is that who is opposing this?
See, I don't even know if I'm thinking it's that broad, because a team like Oklahoma or a team like Georgia certainly wanted to be in the college football playoff this year. Like, they are kind of those teams who, like Georgia, right? We always expect Georgia to likely be somewhere in the top 10. But are we always expecting to be in the top four? Absolutely not. I feel like a team like Georgia would definitely be in favor of this, because it's hard for them to get over the hump, because they can't really beat the SEC champion, or they can't ever win the SEC championship. So I think that they would be in favor. I wonder if it's just like Alabama and Clemson, maybe in Ohio State. But then I wonder if the rest are potentially small teams, although why would they be against it? or in favor?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know what their reasoning would be for either side.
It doesn't give the schools out either, so, I mean, no way we'll ever know.
Yeah. But 88%, like, that, to me, that number just basically means, hey, of course. Like,
yeah, I mean,
a
it's
lot
an
of,
overwhelming majority. Almost 100 more coaches want it than don't want it.
Like, I would fully expect...
Or athletic directors, not coaches.
Phil Fulmer to have voted yes, right? Like, that he is in favor of expanding the college football playoffs. Because it gives Tennessee a better chance at hopefully making it in the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think that would be the argument for most athletic directors that are for it, is to give themselves a better chance to make the playoff and to get in that field and to just give yourself a chance. I guess and it, once you expand it, it becomes a little bit more like the college basketball tournament, or where as long as you make it, you feel like you have a chance.
Not exactly in football,
obviously, because your top teams are going to be far, far superior than the teams that barely get
like,
in.
Like, I think that basketball obviously lends its hand to the underdog having a better chance to topple the giant, right? Like, in basketball, the David beats the Goliath more often than that happens in football, which is why I've always felt like basketball lends itself so much better to a bracket-style tournament, whereas I've always been against this idea of an 8-team, of a 10-team, of a 16-team college football, basically bracket tournament. And I know what a lot of people say. More football. How could you not want more football? Think about these great matchups you're going to get. Think about these great matchups that don't ever happen in the regular season, and you're going to not only see them in college football, but, hey, this is a playoff game atmosphere. Like, this is where it gets great. But to me, that's not necessarily how football is run best, because I still think that ultimately, like, do you think anybody was beating Ohio State, Clemson, or LSU? Say we did a hypothetical 8-team playoff this year. The answer is no, because those three teams, and especially LSU and Clemson, and I guess Ohio State too, so all three of those, they were way above everyone else's level. I think that's what the end of the season showed to us.
I mean, a lot of people argue, okay, look, I mean, sure, the playoffs, four teams, but we have other playoff games, so to speak. Like, the SEC championship was practically a playoff game because Georgia had to win that to continue to make and be in that Final Four. Or like, the Big 12 championship was practically a playoff game with Baylor and Oklahoma because the winner was going to slide into that final spot. I understand that argument, but I'm also still pro expanding the playoffs, mostly just because I want to see the group of five get a chance. I think it's unfair. We live in a college football world that's incredibly unfair to the group of five. There's nothing that they can do to ever actually have a chance, because if they're good enough, the big teams won't schedule them, so they can't have a hard enough schedule to make it to the playoffs. But if we expand it to eight teams, that would include giving an automatic qualifier to the highest rated group of five team. And sure, they'll probably lose 9 years out of 10, but hey, that 1 year out of 10, it's going to be glorious that they win that first round game. And I just think it'll be a lot of fun to include
them. I just don't know. I'm against just giving it to them just for the hell of it.
Well, it's not just for the hell of it.
Well, I know, but what if you – I know you give it to the highest ranked group of five team.
Right.
But what if they don't deserve it? What if they're a 9-3 Navy team, UCF 9-3, and they're – fringe top 25, they're hanging around the top 20. Well, do they really deserve a chance in the playoff? Would you rather see that team in than have another top team, if we're talking eight teams, than just the top eight teams in there?
Well, I mean, I think we've seen that wouldn't be the case, that every year there's a group of five team that is good enough, whether it be, I mean, last year you had Memphis in there, and then you had App State, and you had, you know, Cincinnati up there too. There's just not going to be the best team being a fringe top 25 team.
Besides the revenue aspect and kind of the popularity for that one school, to me it's hard to back the idea of adding games in when ultimately I just don't believe they're going to matter, right? Because if we're talking about an 8-team playoff, it's not like the 4-team where, hey, if you can get one great upset win, then you're in the championship, and now we have this huge championship storyline. It's, hey, you got to win a couple of different games. And there's just teams like Baylor, right? Baylor probably would have been in the playoffs last year, but do I believe Baylor was going to do anything? No. I don't believe that Power 5 conference team. Again, yeah, you're right. Maybe 2 out of every 10 years, they get that huge win, and it's great. But are you still not ending up with the same championship game likely? Because that's kind of how I believe that football lends itself to. The two best teams are likely always still going to win.
The NFL's basically set up like a playoff bracket, essentially.
Yeah. I guess that's true. I guess maybe I was just trying to compare the college, but I don't know, maybe I have to rethink that. But either way, I am not in favor of expanding the college football playoffs, but hey, if you are, I get why. You're along with 88% of all FBS athletic directors. More at the Blitz right after this.
I got your back. We can do this. Hold up.
We said keep our business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info.
Believe this. How much do you believe this?
I don't know.
Nick Saban, head coach of Alabama, he claims that before the pandemic has happened, that he didn't even have an email address. Can you believe that?
I don't believe that. I believe he had to have one. He might not have checked it. He might not have ever used it, but he probably had one. He probably had somebody else that checked it for him. Now that everything's shut down, he has to use it.
So here's the story.
I mean, he's 68 years old.
Says,
Very old man.
Says, oh, Chet. Hello. Says here that the Alabama football coach said Wednesday that he finally has his own email account. He says, I've come a long way. It was hard to communicate when you have to be by yourself and you always depend on somebody else to get your emails and messages and all that. They were sending them all to Miss Terry, and she fired me. She said, I'm not dealing with your stuff anymore, so I had to do it on my own.
Anybody think it's weird that he calls his wife Miss Terry?
A little.
No, like, I understand the players and other people, like, oh, Miss Terry, you know, the mom of Alabama. But, like, I don't know if he should be calling his wife Miss Terry. It's a little weird, Nick. And it's a little weird. I think he always had an email address. He lies, man. He lies a lot.
I don't believe this. Now, I can be convinced that maybe his time at Alabama, he was never given, like, an official email address, right? But come on. Like, you got to think about the days before that. What about at LSU? What about wherever he was before that? What about with Miami? Like, there's no way that an NFL team wasn't like, hey, head coach, here's an email address for you, the most basic thing that we can possibly give you as a part of this employment opportunity.
It's like 4 years ago, too, he said that he didn't even know there was a presidential election happening. Now, you can not be in tune with it, but, like, he had to know the election was going on. Like, he does this all the time. Like, I don't know why he wants to look so cool because he's so into his football all the time. But, like, dude, we know that you're not that, you know, disconnected from everything in life.
Who do you think he said? Like, do you think he says that for the fans to, like, try to rile up the fans? Like, hey, man, I'm all football all the time. You guys already know that. I don't do anything else. Or, like, the players, like, the recruits?
I think it's worse players.
And being like, hey, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, but my number one priority is Alabama football.
I think it's for the players. It's a mentality there. It's like, you know, shall we say, like the Patriot way. It's the Alabama way.
Nick Saban. I was reading about Bill Belichick as well, seeing if Bill Belichick had any similar things, because they kind of do draw some comparisons sometimes. But I saw this article as I was just reading along stuff this morning, and I thought to myself the same thing you did. I'm not buying this. There's no way. Fake news.
He's got to have one. I think he's full of it. Saban. I'm tired of him.
I mean,
I'm tired of Saban. I'm tired of Dabo. I think that's it.
If you could get rid of one college football coach right now, who would it be?
Saban.
Yeah.
Because I have to play him.
Dabo.
Yours would be Dabo?
We'll see. Chance is a Florida State fan. So he has to play him. So see. It's
And
you get rid of the one that you gotta
like,
face.
But even like the non-ACC fans, like somebody who's not a Florida State fan, like myself, like man, does Dabo get on my nerves?
Yeah, Dabo gets on my nerves too.
It's I don't like Saban a lot either, and it's not even more fact because I'm a Florida State fan. Dabo just gets on my nerves. He's topped Saban for me.
He is. He's just very like. I don't know if it comes off as like superficial. The first word that comes to my head, and I know this is a very weird descriptive word, so you gotta hang with me for a second. But the first word that comes to my head when I think of him is plastic, right? Something that's just like very kind of like malleable, very just not very strong, like looks shiny but isn't.
Fake?
A little bit. Just like not as durable, not as strong as like a wood or a metal. He just reminds me of plastic. Just something that can melt away, something that you can crush with your hands.
It's weird that you think of plastic whenever you see Dabo Swinney.
I feel like he didn't used to always be like that either. I think he
What materials do you think of really whenever like you What materials do you think of whenever you see Jeremy Pruitt?
Oak wood.
Or
what materials do you think of whenever you see I don't know, Tom Herman.
Tom Herman.
Silicone. Yeah.
Silicone, yeah. We'll go with that one. Silicone.
Tom Herman screams strip clubs to me.
Do you think so?
He does.
Yeah,
he
I mean.
He looks like he likes to go out to the gentleman's club.
Zach, what's his face? He basically said
Zach
as much.
Smith.
Yeah,
Zach
Smith.
Smith just drops terrible information on Tom Herman pretty much on a weekly basis at this point.
Let's see.
Just like, just airplane sex parties.
I do remember that.
One more. What material do you think of whenever you think of Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly.
Old rubber.
I was actually going to say rubber as well. But not like a good looking kind of rubber, like a nice tire. You know, like you see a good tire and you're like, oh, that's a good slab of rubber right there. Like a really kind of janky one.
Maybe like
you
an eraser that's fallen on the ground and it's just covered in like hair and dirt.
Yeah. And like it's got like the shavings everywhere on it on the corners.
What'd you say, Chance?
I'd like to go up to Brian Kelly and just like with the baby powder on my hand and just smack the bleep out of him.
This is for that kid you killed. Gave it a Kevin. All the above, we do all the etc. We're scared of the fans, had to switch out my safety. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back.
All right, back here on the Blitz. Got about 4 to 5 minutes left in the first hour of the show today. And this is one of the more fun things that I wanted to bring up on the show today. Yesterday, we did one of those pick three deals. And it was about the restaurant chains, right?
Yes.
So I found one yesterday that I felt like I had a little more interest in. That this one really spans the course of my whole life. So I'm going to give you 9 classic baseball films.
Ooh,
this is
baby.
Tough because baseball sports movies are by far, we talked about this before the show, are by far the deepest of the sports movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think that's really debatable. But here we go. So pick three. Here's your choices. The Sandlot, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield, Field of Dreams, A League of Their Own, 42. Major League, Little Big League, Moneyball. If you want to go and find where this picture is that I'm looking at here, it's from the Cut4 Twitter account. Chuck, I'll go to you first. If you had to pick three of those movies, classic baseball films, they're all great.
Well, now I kind of just want to go home and watch all of them consecutively.
I know, just a big marathon. What do you say we do that this weekend? Just a giant, just marathon these 9 movies right here.
So the first choice, easily, Little Big League. The epic tale of Bill Haywood, who takes over the Twins. And
my God.
They just get oh so close. Oh, that's, I love that movie to death because it always made me think when I was little, like, hey, maybe I could be a coach when I'm 12.
I know. Like, oh, I can do anything. Dad, will you take me over to the Rangers ballpark real quick? I'm going to make some deals.
From there, then, you know, got to go Major League, too. Major League as well.
No, okay, yeah. I totally agree.
I mean, it's just...
To me, that's my number one.
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so good. That would be my number two. And then number three gets a little tougher.
There's a lot of good ones here for number three.
You know, I want to go Sandlot just because it's a classic, and you know, it was my family's favorite movie. We watched it all the time growing up. But
Billy
the
Jet Rodriguez.
I never liked it quite as much as everyone else. So I think actually I'm gonna take a turn here and go Moneyball. I really just enjoyed Moneyball, just because I thought it was just really interesting to see.
It doesn't feel like a sports movie in the sense that it was like it was filmed in the cinematography from it. It's really a drama drawn out. Right. Like it gets dark in some moments. I'm going to agree with you on Major League, but my other two are going to be switched. My number two is going to be A League of Their Own. Love this movie. It is just not enough great things to say about it. Tom Hanks, I mean, just an amazing character. So I'm going to go with A League of Their Own. And then my third one.
Doesn't that movie make you cry?
Every single
no crying in baseball.
Time. Yeah, there's no crying in baseball, but I'll be damned if I'm not crying when those women get their place in the Hall of Fame. It's a great moment. They're so deserving of it. So deserving. Women in baseball. They walk into it, Brandon. Cut the ribbon, and oh, my God. You get goosebumps. You get goosebumps right off the bat. It's tough.
We're running low on time here.
Are you crying right now?
No. 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 It's a great movie, though. It's a great movie. My third one's going to be The Sandlot. You're right. Hey, that's the movie from the childhood. That's the movie that made you want to go pick up the glove and go out to the nearest dirt field with your friends and just throw a baseball. Just go smack it over the neighbor's fence. So I'm going to go Sandlot for my number third.
Hey, I'm changing Sandlot. I'm changing back from Moneyball to Sandlot.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice. Brandon, did you have three of these?
I
know some of these you haven't seen.
Yeah. I'm not a big sports movie guy.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's your all-time favorite sports movie, if you had to pick?
Remember the Titans.
Cliche, but a good answer. But a good answer.
I like that movie. Most of them I just don't like.
It's fair. We got to get you to watch Major League. I think out of all the movies on here, maybe besides Sandlot, you've seen Sandlot.
Yeah.
Major League, I think, would be the one that that would really catch your attention. But anyways, find that interesting. I liked some of these pick threes are really fun. Some of these are
Donovan says Moneyball, Angels in the Outfield, and A League of Their Own.
Angels in the Outfield just never did it for me.
I really liked it. I thought The Natural got robbed. The Natural should have been on this list, and Bull Durham. If Bull Durham was on this list, I think I would have picked Bull Durham. But anyways, hey, that wraps up a great hour one so far, but the party continues in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. Hey, close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like a